Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
They say a person is known by the company they keep, and last week, I was in some pretty good company. The event was the Family Research Council's Watchmen on the Wall event in Washington, D.C., and the good company consisted of nearly 600 pastors from across the United States. The theme of this year's conference was Rebuilding the Real Wall. As we all know, one of the main focuses of the Trump administration is border security, and the main component is building a wall to reduce the numbers of illegal migrants, drug runners, terrorists, and human traffickers coming across our southern border. Throughout the millennia, walls have always signified safety and security. When the walls are strong and in good repair, you're safe. When they're in disrepair, you're weak and vulnerable. We applaud the president's efforts to strengthen border security, but the theme at Watchmen on the Wall was rebuilding the real wall. The scripture for the conference came from Nehemiah 2. You'll recall that Nehemiah, the cupbearer to King Artaxerxes, was in the presence of the king with a sad face, which in and of itself was a capital offense. The king noticed and asked why his face looked so sad. The word says Nehemiah was very much afraid, but said to the king, quote, "May the king live forever. Why should my face not look sad when the city where my ancestors are buried lies in ruins and its gates have been destroyed by fire?" End quote. We all remember the destruction of Jerusalem that took place in 586 BC when Nebuchadnezzar sacked the city. As the story goes, Nehemiah is granted permission to go and rebuild Jerusalem. They succeed in rebuilding the wall in record time, and Jerusalem is once again safe and secure. In much the same way, America's spiritual wall has been destroyed and its gates burned by fire. As Americans, we stand exposed and vulnerable at a critical time in our nation's history. God has been banished from the public square. There's no longer prayer in our public schools. Instead, our kids are indoctrinated with the beliefs of secular humanists. Abortion clinics continue to kill over 1 million babies every year. Just this week, the U.S. Supreme Court let stand a lower court decision that lets gender-confused kids use the shower or locker room of their choice, and liberal pastors are extolling the virtues of same-sex marriage. Clearly, the spiritual walls of America are in ruins. The good news, as we see in the book of Nehemiah, is that broken walls can be rebuilt. All it takes is for us to recognize the problem and dedicate ourselves to the process of rebuilding. The pastors, black, white, Hispanic, and Asian, who gathered in D.C., recognized that we're past the point of asking God to send others. They prayed the prayer of Isaiah, saying, "Here I am, Lord, send me. Send me to my family to rebuild the walls around our home. Send me to my congregation to preach the whole truth without compromise. Send me to my community, my state, and even to our nation to stand firm as a light and beacon for truth. Only then will true safety and security return to the United States. Here I am, Lord. Send me." For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.